Hi, Green Class. So, as a class, well, I especially did, we were really enjoying reading The Witches in our novel study lessons, and it was getting to a really good, a really interesting bit, and the best thing was I was reading at the same time as you guys were, so I don't even know what happens next. But we ended up getting about halfway through, and then school's closed, so none of us have read any more, which is a real shame. So what I thought I would do is maybe every day I could read a different chapter, and then we'll do it exactly how novel study lessons go, so I can put a good and amazing and an awesome question out for you guys to answer, and we'll do it just as we did it, maybe on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. But I thought I'd just have a bit of a recap of what's happened so far, because it has been a couple of weeks. So far, the boy and his grandma are in a hotel on their summer holiday in England, because they were meant to be going to Norway, but grandma was too ill. She got pneumonia, so they couldn't go. And the boy has two pet mice, and their names are William and Mary, but the hotel manager doesn't want mice in his hotel, understandably. So the boy has gone to hide at the back of a meeting room to train William and Mary. I think he wanted to make them walk on a tightrope. And then 200 ladies from what we thought was the RSPCC came into the room for a meeting, which is fine. But then very soon the boy realised that the women were not from the RSPCC, they were actually witches. So they had bald, itchy heads, sharp brown claws on their fingers, and square, toeless feet. Now the boy was really worried that they would sniff him out because they love smelling out children. But then he remembered he hasn't had a bath in a few days. Gross. So he shouldn't smell like duck's droppings. Unfortunately, while all this was happening, a poor greedy boy called Bruno Jenkins got tricked by the Grand High Witch, tricked through food because he loves food, and he got turned into a small brown mouse. And now the last chapter you read, which not all of you would have heard if you weren't in for that last week of school, it ended with the witches all starting to smell dog's droppings really strongly, and they started a search in the meeting room to find the boy. Now, that's all I've read, and that's all you've read. So I thought I would continue this, and the next chapter is called Metamorphosis. And in the next clip, I will read that chapter and I'll come up with some questions for you to answer.